It's the Charmed Ones. Mine is Piper.
Hey guys, it's me again. And today I wanted to talk about reality TV again. I don't know how many of you enjoy reality TV or enjoy gossiping about reality TV, but I certainly do. So, the main show I want to focus on today is Vanderpump Rules, which, let's just go ahead and all admit it to ourselves, Vanderpump Rules is dead. And what I mean by that is Zach Peter, he is a reality TV podcaster that I have started listening to. He said he has an inside source that says all of the cast members are waiting on a contract renewal. And basically, you know, the production, the studio, I don't know the words, but he said that his source says that the studio is just waiting for their contracts to be up and then they're just not going to renew. So that either means that they're just going to cancel it entirely. They just don't want to put a cancellation note out there until all the contracts are over, or they're waiting until all the contracts are over so that they can then hire a whole bunch of new casts and have them come into the Vanderpump Rules show. Now, the reason why we all think this is happening is because, you know, if you follow Vanderpump Rules or reality TV, you know that one of the two mains were fired and two of the newcomers were also fired for previous racist behavior. Fully justified, don't feel sorry for them at all. However, the two main ones that they fired were, you know, the big money grabbers, you know, the ones that people watched the show to see. Don't really know how they would have gone about it without them. And now two other mains have announced that they were leaving. It was under rumor that they were about to be let go and they decided to just jump and say, oh, we're leaving, so that it didn't look like they were being fired. And I am talking about Brittany and Jax. Brittany has not been in there from the get-go, but she's been there long enough. Everybody loves her. You know, you gotta love Brittany with her country charm. And then Jax definitely does not deserve Brittany. I really cannot decide if I think that Jax has really changed or if he has just, you know, gotten better at hiding it from the camera. Can't really decide. But they both announced that they were leaving the show. So if the show continues, if they renew contracts and the show continues, it will be Ariana and Tom, Katie and Tom, Lala and Randall, Sheena and her new boyfriend / baby daddy, and then it would be James and Raquel. Sheena and Brock, I'm down to see. Katie and Tom, okay. Ariana and Tom, I want to see them. James and Raquel, don't really care. And what was the other one? I think that was it. So there's only some of them that I care to even see. But Lala's about to have a baby. Sheena's about to have a baby. And it's just like, I don't know how having an actual newborn really fits into reality show. Because the only show I know that I watch anyway that has done like little kids, like just being born kids, was Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And even then, you didn't see the babies very often because, you know, there were nannies and stuff. But I don't know how these girls are like, want to raise their kids. You know, if they want nannies, if they can afford a nanny, that type of thing. And then if they are on screen, there's like child labor laws about how often you can be on screen. And then you're not paying the babies, I don't think. Would they have to be then paying the babies? I don't know how that works. So that's another thing. And then nobody of the main cast is really actually friends anymore. And the people that they are friends with are the ones that were fired. So, you know, and Ariana talked about it on Zach Peter's podcast about, well, they're all still friends. They're also in this big friend group. So are Stassi and Kristen just going to have to be told by their friends when they're throwing parties or something that they just can't come because it's going to be filmed? Or are they going to show up and then have to be blurred out on screen? Or are they gonna come and like you're gonna see them, but they're not gonna have a microphone? Or are they gonna be there and they're still gonna give them a microphone, but then how are you giving them screen time and a microphone, but then not paying them? Like, it just, I don't know how that is gonna realistically work. And then I also heard that Jackson Brittany had already gone around to Bravo and a bunch of other studios trying to sell a Vanderpump Kids show because they're about to have a kid too. So Stassi's just had her baby. Brittany is pregnant. Sheena is pregnant. And Lala is pregnant. So they could very well do a Vanderpump Kids. But I heard that all of that was turned down because nobody really wants these people anymore because, you know, they come with a lot of trouble. Like, I don't really know that any network want to take them on because they do come off as being more trouble than they're worth. And this is from somebody who really likes them. So yeah, because if it's just those people, I really don't know that I could continue watching the show, you know? Because Kristen was already my favorite. Yes, she was a problematic as hell, but she was my favorite. Stassi was actually a really good character, or not character, person, but person on the show, character, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know if I could watch it. So let's recap. It's been a while since I recorded the first part of the episode that you just heard. So let's just do a little recap, okay? Sheena's had her baby, Lala's had her baby, and Brittany has had her baby. So all the babies are born. They're a thing now. I cannot, off the top of my head, remember their names. I think Lala's baby's name is Ocean. And then it's funny because I think Sheena's baby's name is Summer. So, like, even though they're not friends right now, that's weird that the names kind of, like, go together a little bit. Anyway, that's not the point. So, it's been officially announced that they are filming a new season of Vanderpump Rules. And I think, to the best of my knowledge, it's going to be Sheena. Don't know if they're going to add her baby daddy in, Brock. Don't know if Brock's really going to be there. Maybe, maybe not. It's going to be Ariana and Tom. It's going to be Lala, and we know Randall is kind of in it, but not really, because he has a whole bunch of other stuff going on with him. It's going to be James and Raquel, and they just got engaged, so that might be, like, a very, very big plot line. Them, like, trying to plan the wedding, who of the group are they going to invite, all that stuff. Maybe Charlie, maybe. I haven't really heard anything about her not returning, but then again, I didn't really care for her, so I haven't really looked into her if she's coming back or not, but maybe Charlie. Katie and Tom are coming back, which, you know, obviously. But it's no Jax, no Brittany, no Stassi, no Beau, no Kristen, no Max, no Brett, and no Dana, because Dana just said she didn't want to come back. And I think again, I didn't really care about Danica, so I didn't really look into it if she was coming back or not, but I haven't heard anything about her coming back, so I'm just going to assume that she's not coming back either. So basically, they lost almost more than half of the entire cast from the last season that we saw of the show, which is a really big deal if you think about it. Like, what reality show just axes half of their whole staff and then still goes through with the new season? So my theory is this new season, I guess, is going to revolve around James and Raquel, because they're the only one that has, like, anything really big going on. Like, I don't know what Ariana and Tom are doing. I read an article that said Katie and Tom were trying for a baby over quarantine, and it just didn't happen, and that they were going to talk about that on the show. And look, I don't want to hear about that. Not that I don't care about the struggle or the process or whatever, because I do. You know, I know it's hard. I just don't really like Katie very much, and I can't really explain it, but it's just the way that she's treated Tom before, the way she speaks to him, and the way the article made it come off, it seemed like Katie was blaming Tom for the fact that they weren't pregnant. And I'm like, but you don't know that unless you've had medical tests that say it was this fault or not a fault, or maybe you just haven't been trying long enough. Like, getting pregnant can take either a really long time, or it just, like, happens really quick. There's really no telling, because isn't there, like, a thing where doctors tell you when you're trying for a baby that it takes the average person, like, 3 to 5, 6, 7 months to get pregnant? Like, it's not a, oh, we're gonna have unprotected sex the one time and boom, I'm pregnant. Like, that how it feels like when you're a teenager, because you're a teenager, But once you're an adult and Katie's like 30 something, it's gonna take a little bit. Like, I don't, and there's no reason to blame your significant other for that. Like, zero reason. I just don't want to watch them, not even them, I don't want to watch Katie argue with Tom about, oh, it's your fault we don't have a baby. I'm not interested in it. Not interested in it. That's toxic. I don't need it in my life. Don't need the negative energy. Katie, I swear to God, her and Stassi were always saying Kristen brought all the negative energy. I swear to God, it's Katie. Katie brings all the negative energy, and I don't vibe. I just don't vibe. Don't vibe. So, not super interested in that. Again, not super interested in Charlie because she didn't do anything the other season anyway. So, what exactly are we expecting her to do this season if she's coming? James and Raquel, I wouldn't say I dislike them. When James was first introduced, I really did dislike him. But that's because they made us dislike him. Like, they wanted the viewers to dislike James. Because at first, he was Kristen's boyfriend. I was like, okay, like him. But then as soon as they weren't together anymore, it was like a... Well, I guess maybe they did want us to like him because everybody else in the group still liked him. And then at one point, nobody liked Kristen, but everybody liked James. It was a whole thing. But just the way he treated Kristen when they were in a relationship and when they weren't just made me not like him, considering that I really liked Kristen. So I don't think that that would surprise anybody. So, but Raquel, though, Raquel has always been like a super sweetheart, very nice girl. And I do like her. I do like her. I'm not going to say I don't like her. I do think she's very naive, in that I never fully made up my mind on if I really believed Kristen those seasons ago when she was like, oh, well, I flew in this girl who slept with James while he was dating you and he cheated on you and all this stuff, yada, yada, yada. So, like, I can very much see that being, like, a ploy by the producers to just cause drama. Or I can see it just being Kristen wanting to cause drama because that's a very Kristen move. But I feel like if somebody came to me about my boyfriend multiple times with multiple different girls saying that he slept with them and they did this and they did that, I would really, really, really have to take a step back and, like, because once... Sure, maybe she's messing with you. Maybe she's just out to get you. We're in your relationship. But twice or more times from different people, I just, no. I think she was a little naive there. Didn't want to believe it. Wasn't true. So she just, like, didn't believe it even though evidence was in front of her face. So, like, I like Raquel. I just, and she's not stupid. Like, Lala was really being a bitch for calling her stupid. Raquel is not stupid. She's not stupid. I just think she's naive. Wants to believe in love, wants to believe that she can trust in the person that she's supposed to be able to trust, and she doesn't want to see it. She's got, like, blinders on. And again, nobody really knows what the truth is, because James says no, other girls say yes, and unless you have, like, proof, like, you find proof, then who's to say if it actually happened or not? Like, I don't know that it happened. Like, I, to be honest, would not put it past James, but also in the later season, I feel like he's really matured, and, you know, when he's into AA and he's not drinking anymore, I think he really is a better person now. So I can believe that maybe he did it in the past while he was drinking and, like, spiraling a little bit. But I do think that they're in a better place now. Does that necessarily excuse his bad behavior? No. But also, I'm not the one in the relationship with him. So I can't say that, you know, he doesn't deserve to be forgiven because I'm not the one that needs to be forgiving him. You know, even as just a viewer, it's not our job to forgive him. It's a person he's in a relationship with that needs to forgive him. And I feel like if they're still together, they just got engaged, either she to this day does not believe, or she knows that something happened and she's choosing to forgive and move on with him because she thinks that he's worthy of the forgiveness or that he's changed or all of the above. So no judgment. Good on you, girl. Good on you. So, James and Raquel, maybe I'll like them more this season because they'll have more going on. They'll probably be more in focus, and with them in a better spot relationship wise, I'll like them, hopefully. And I feel like the main group of people that really didn't like James and Raquel are no longer there anymore. So Raquel always wanted to, like, joining on the group parties and like hang out with the group, but the group didn't want to hang out with James and the group didn't really like Raquel. But now the group that's left is either going to be a whole bunch of new people, which don't vibe with that already, but it's going to be the only people that are left over are people that like James and Raquel. So now you can really have group parties and stuff where James and Raquel are going to be there, so they can actually be included, which is good because I think it'll be more entertaining to have them actually be involved in it rather than, oh, they're the whole group is at this big birthday party or they're doing this big thing, and then let's cut to James and Raquel's apartment where they're sitting watching TV and not doing anything, or they're arguing because Raquel wants to go but James wasn't invited. You know, like that shit was boring. So I'm really hoping that this will be a better season for them and that it will actually make me like them, because I would love to like somebody new in this show since all of my other favorites are gone. And then Lala just had her baby, but she also just released a book. And I read Kristen Doty's book, He's Making You Crazy. I have not read Stassi's book, Basic Bitch, is that what it's called? I have not read that. I will probably not read Lala's book. I'm just not super interested in the Lala. That's probably going to be a thing in the show, that they're going to talk about the book like they talked about Stassi's book. Let's pause for a moment. It is very weird. Well, okay. Let me take back what I haven't said yet. So I was going to say that in the show, Stassi's book was publicized and they like showed her doing like a book launch party and her part of the writing it and talking to her editors and all that stuff. Like the show was very involved in her writing process, which I think made her sales go through the roof because people were like, okay, so you're writing the book. I saw you write the book. Oh, now I want to go read it more than if they hadn't done that. She maybe might not have sold as many. You know how I mean? Like that marketing was just thrown right in people's faces. Kristen wrote her book and they barely give it a mention, two mentions maybe. And to be fair, the book came out right after the news broke that she had been fired. So maybe if they hadn't been fired, it would have been part of the next season about her like doing a book tour, like doing book signings or anything. Maybe. I will give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe that would have been a thing. But I feel like they were showing that on the show before Stassi's book came out. Or I don't really know. I'm not good with timelines. Don't ask me timelines. This is why I haven't written my own book. So, and again, who knows if Randall is going to be a bigger part or if he's going to be even a smaller part, because I don't think he really cared about it. I feel like if Randall's going to be there on the show at all, it'll just be like when they're doing a group thing, it'd be like, oh, Randall's coming, and then we'll see him at the group party or event or whatever, but then we don't see him again, which is fine, I guess. I don't really care too much about Randall. I actually don't know why she's with Randall, and this is gonna sound superficial, but it's just like, you see pictures of them together, and he's, I don't know, just not somebody I would picture a good-looking girl like Lala with. But again, that's probably just me being fucking superficial, but kill me. And then Ariana and Tom, they're not really friends with anybody. Like, they're kind of this new season, I think they're gonna kind of be the new James and Raquel, where people don't want to invite them anywhere. They're not really in it. It's gonna show a group and then them at their house talking about something random, because Ariana and Tom had a falling out with Lala, with Katie, not necessarily Tom, because they're the Tom Toms, like, but Katie doesn't really like Ariana. And the last time I checked, I think they're still friends with James and Raquel. Not positive. And I know they're still friends with Sheena. Okay, so I take that back. They are friends with a lot of the people still in the cast. It's the people that left that they weren't really friends with anymore. Which is weird, because there was one season where Stassi and Ariana got like real bestie vibes. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. Like, they didn't really explain it, and I guess that might have happened like off camera, and once they were back on camera they just weren't all friends and didn't really go into it, which, I mean, they don't need to go into it. It was just kind of shocking that it was literally like one episode they were best friends and the next they don't really hang out or care anymore. So, but Ariana and Tom, they released their cocktail book. I don't think that they've released anything new after that, but I do love Ariana. Ariana's one of my favorites. I loved the drama with her and Kristen, but then I also love that they've gotten to this point where they're friends, and that is amazing. That's amazing. That's phenomenal, actually. But I don't really know what Ariana and Tom would be doing this season, other than we're following Tom around, Tom, because it's his and Tom's restaurant and Lisa's Vanderpump's restaurant that they just opened. Even though there's some drama with Tom, because when Max, the new guy from last season, was fired from the show, they said he was still going to work at Tom and be like the general manager there and just have a normal job like normal people. But then it came out that he quit Tom because Lisa and Tom weren't paying the employees, which is super sketch. But then again, I wonder how much Tom and Tom actually have to do with that, because they each only have 5% share in the business. So it's not like they have a big say or anything, which is slightly unfair. I feel like they should have a bigger say, even if they just have a small piece. But again, not a business person, don't really know how any of that works. So I feel like we're going to get a lot of Tom and Tom action, because they're going to be at Tom, like actually working and like managing and owning it. But then what is Ariana going to be doing? Writing another book? Is she even still bartending anywhere? Like, is she still bartending at Sir? I don't know. Because there was one season where everybody quit, including her. But then she went back because she didn't have anything else to do. And then she said once that she was working on a skincare line, but that was like a couple seasons ago. Nothing's come of it yet. So like, I don't know exactly what Ariana's going to be doing. Are we just going to be like following her and Lisa going horseback riding? Which, that's fine with me. I love me a good shot of some gorgeous horses. But like, that doesn't bring a lot to the show, you know? Like, it doesn't give the viewers a lot to invest in. And then we have Sheena, where she just had her new baby. That's great. She's really cute. Does Sheena still work as her? I don't think the show ever said that she quit. But she did also move out of LA, so I'm getting the feeling that she doesn't work there anymore. But she said in one of her YouTube videos, because I have watched a couple of her YouTube videos, that she said when the show picks up again, her and Brock are going to move back into the LA area so that they're near filming, so that there's not like a huge travel distance between filming, and then when filming is over, they would just move back to wherever they moved to. I forget where they said they moved to. And that's fine, I guess. And it would be interesting to see more of her and Brock's relationship on the show. I just don't really know how open Brock is to that. I don't know that he's not open, because like, never met the man. But I don't know that he is either. And honestly, the show has done Sheena dirty for years. The whole time it's been on the air, they've been doing Sheena dirty. I feel like at this point, do you really need this show, Sheena baby? Do you really need it? You got your YouTube channel, you got your podcast, you got your new baby, you got you a man. Do you still need this show that shows you in such a horrible light all of the time? I mean, I don't know. I say that, but then every time I'm watching like a long-running show, like Grey's Anatomy, and then an actor leaves, I'm always like, you're so dumb. Like, why would you leave something that you know is guaranteed money and is guaranteed publicity? Like, so I guess I can see where she's coming from staying, no matter how bad it gets, because it is always going to be a guaranteed check for her. It's always going to be a guaranteed platform for her. So I guess I feel why she'd want to stay, but I also get like, if she didn't want to stay, I would also like be on board with her, because I would still watch some of her YouTube videos, you know? And then Lala, in one of her Instagram lives, or I think I was watching an interview with her actually, was saying that her and Sheena are still beefing. They haven't spoken. They had their little beef. I think it was something about Sheena was having her miscarriage, and she called Lala and she was like, hey, I need a friend. Can you come out, hang with me? And Lala was like, well, I'm having dinner with Megan Fox and MG and whatever the fuck his name is. Machine Gun Kelly? Yeah, that's it. Is that it? I don't know. Don't care. And Lala was like, no, I'm not coming. And Lala swears that's not how that happened. Sheena swears that's how that happened. And they're like not friends. And Lala in the interview was like, oh, well, I can't wait to jump all over her this new season and do the Lala Havoc. And I'm just like, well, aren't we a little old? Aren't we a little old? You're both moms now. You can't just, I don't know, sit down and be like, hey, I didn't mean it that way. If you took it that way, I'm real sorry. I just had other things going on, and that's that. And then Sheena, like, it's her place to either accept that or not. Like, you don't have to be friends with her anymore. Because I feel like at this point, they're not friends. So, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of questions going on the remaining OG staff, or even new-ish OG staff, on what their storylines are going to be, and if they're really going to be interesting enough to carry this show. Because I did see an announcement that they've cast a new cast member, and I haven't read anything about him. Don't know what's up. But I just don't know how it's going to play out. Like, I really would have to wait and see how it plays out before I can even really make any more judgment. But I'm just looking at my notes and the things that this is, I feel like I don't know if I want to watch it. And that sucks, because I loved that show. I loved the show. And it's just, with all these changes, I don't know if I necessarily want to continue vibing with the show. But I definitely, definitely will give it a chance. Like, I'll watch the first couple episodes, and then if I don't like it, I guess just turn it off. But, because I would love to still like it, you know? But I feel like if this season doesn't do well, it's definitely getting canceled. Like, there's no way they're going to keep it on the air. And it's just sad when things you like come to an end. But everything must come to an end, my dear. Just like this episode. This will be the end of this episode. I know it's not super long, but there's only so much reality TV I can talk about by myself before I start repeating myself and going in circles, which I've done a little bit already. So I will catch you guys on the flip side. I'm a witch, you're a witch, we're all witches together.